welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast, in which we'll be discussing the contents of the newly formatted, more strategic-focused FX Weekly. What's the main message in this first release, Derek?
Yes, I think this week will be very much like last week in terms of the main theme being the US-China Phase 1 partial trade deal. Will it have a rollback of already implemented tariffs? How much detail will we get? Our assumption is that the risk-on appetite will continue. There'll be nothing that will majorly disrupt that. And in that sense, the trends that were in place towards the end of last week are set to continue this week. So that's on the major theme. Then there is a couple of key kind of specific events which will also be important for FX and the markets generally. Fed Chair Powell is speaking to the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. We're not expecting much in relation to US rate moves. This comes pretty soon after the FOMC meeting at the end of October, and therefore the message from Powell will be broadly similar to then. So we don't expect volatility, and therefore we don't expect that to filter through majorly into the FX markets. And then the second key event is the RBNZ. They have a monetary policy meeting on Wednesday, and we are assuming that they will cut rates by 25 basis points, and that's not fully priced into the markets at the moment. So we would certainly expect there to be some impact in relation to Kiwi versus the US dollar. But the general main theme is US-China, and we're expecting broadly the risk appetite to continue.
How will that play out in FX?
Possibly more of the same. You know, the dollar has done well against low-yielding currencies. So dollar yen up towards 110, a break of 110 is certainly possible. Euro dollar to the downside, a break of 110 to the downside is certainly also probable if the momentum keeps going. And outside of the low yielding currencies, those currencies more sensitive to growth should do better. We would expect certainly Aussie to outperform. The only exception would be Kiwi. Obviously, I've mentioned the RBNZ, and the fact that they're going to cut by 25 basis points is not fully priced. So therefore, we'd expect some underperformance of Kiwi. But generally speaking, with risk appetite holding up, then you know the dollar in core G10 low yielding currency should do well. I think in the EM space, as long as we don't have any kind of big move to the upside in US rates, then emerging market currencies on the growth optimism related to a trade deal being done should help support EM currencies versus the US dollar.
Is there anything else of interest in this first release, Derek?
Yes, in this new publication, we're also putting some trade ideas based on our kind of macro fundamental views. So this week we've got selling cable. I've already mentioned about the dollar having another good week. But specifically for the pound, we've obviously had the Bank of England, the shift in bias towards monetary easing reflected in the 7-2 vote with two looking for a rate cut, means we think the pound is going to be more sensitive to weak data. And we have a deluge of data this week, and certainly from the labour market perspective, there is a risk of the momentum, which is weak at the moment, being reflected in that data. And I think any weak data could skew the pound in terms of potential moves to the downside. Also, you know, the Tories have had a shocker of a start to the election campaigning, and you know, the emerging signs, if they're there, of the Labour Party closing the gap with the Tories, I think is going to introduce some additional political risk premium, which I think could put some further downward pressure on the pound, because the market is underpriced for the prospect of us getting the exact same parliament after a general election, in terms of a parliament that is unstable and doesn't have the ability to put a Brexit deal through parliament. And if the Labour Party closes the gap versus the Tories, then I think that risk premium will add to further downward pressure for the pound. We also, the second trade idea is long dollar versus the Hungarian forint. Hungarian forint had a stellar month, strengthening last month. We don't really see the fundamental justification for that. And as I've mentioned, in terms of the dollar more generally, we think we're going to get some retracement in that. The Fed are on pause. The central bank in Hungary still has potential for easing. That's the gains for the Hungarian forint last month are now beginning to reverse, and we see more of that in the week ahead.
Thank you for listening. Visit www.mufgemea.com for more insights from our global markets research team.